Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 379. I hope you all are well. Remember, any feedback, please send to Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. That's the number 4. So, at the beginning of the Torah, we're already introduced to Avraham Avinu. Already, it's Parshas Lech Lecha, the third Parsha. And we know one of the things that Avraham Avinu is about is Chesed. And as we're going to see in a moment, it's not just Avraham that is about Chesed, that is about kindness, loving kindness, doing good for others, not just charity, but good, really good things for others, even if they're not very large things. And so I figured let's spend 10 minutes on that this morning. So we know the very well-known Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Omer, Shimon HaTzadik would say, Al Shlosh HaDvarim HaOlam Omed. On three things the world stands. There's this tripod, this fundamental tripod on which the entire world stands. Al HaTorah, V'al HaAvodah, V'al Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, understanding God's wisdom, the Al HaAvodah, worship, referring to davening or referring to karbanos, sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, the Al Gemilas Chasadim, and that is referring to kindness done to other people. Not relating to God, but relating specifically to how we treat others. There are a variety of Gemaras and sources that talk about the importance of kindness, the results of kindness. For example, Gemara in Kedushin says, "Eil dvarim sha'adam osen osan v'ochel peirosehem ba'olam hazeh v'ha'karen kayem eslo lo'olam haba." These are things that people do, and when they do them, they eat their fruits ba'olam hazeh, meaning they're rewarded in this world, but the principle is still retained for the next world. That's how great it is, that's how important it is, because it's here, and the reward, of course, is in the next world. Fundamentally, it's in the next world, but of course you get the fruits of that effort in this world. The Gemara Brachos says, this is an interesting one, Kol ha'osik b'Torah, one who learns Torah, uv'gemilas chasadim, and is involved in kindness to others, u'mespalal im hatzibor, and prays with the group. I want to deal with why that's on this list, mala ani alav ki'ilu pida'ani, li ulivni mibein umos ha'olam. God says, it's as if this person redeemed me and my children, the Jewish people, from amongst the Gentiles. Very, very interesting language in that Gemara. It's probably worth researching. Maybe it's own 10. The Gemara the Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachei HaSharis, Chaviv Gemilas Chasadim. God says to the ministering angels, the idea of Gemilas Chasadim, kindness to others, is better. It's more beloved. Mizvachim v'olos. It's more important than karbanos. She yisor la'asidim l'hakrav l'fanay al-gabe ha-mizbech. They're more important than the karbanos that would be brought to me. So, you know, we're pining for some sort of Beis HaMikdash to create some sort of effect. The Medrash is very clearly saying that chesed towards others is actually more important. Similarly, in Abbas Reb Nasan, it tells the story how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving Yerushalayim, and again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is in the generation of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. V'hai Rabbi Yehoshua holi chachrav, and Rabbi Yehoshua was behind him. V'ro Beis HaMikdash charav, and they see the destroyed Beis HaMikdash, like the ruins, the smoky ruins. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Aylanu al zeh, shehu charav, makom shem b'chaprim bo'av onoseim shal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehoshua says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, woe is us. Our whole ability to be atoned for the things that we do wrong is gone. Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responds, he says, sorry, not quite. B'ni al yer elecha, yesh lanu kapara achatz shehi kamosa. There is an atonement which is just as powerful as the power of the Beis HaMikdash was to atone. Ve'ezeh zeh, and what is that? Gemilos chasadim, kindness to others. When we talk about what do we refer to when we talk about kindness to others? So of course there's a lot of things we'll do and define it a little bit more in a moment, but I just want to note the difference between tzedakah, which is actually like writing a check and doing charity, as opposed to chesed. Tzedakah, you know, of course, takes a moment. I could write a check. If I have the money, I'm able to, hopefully, the person who I'm giving it to is able to cash the check, and they could use the money. But there's a Gemara in Sukkah, which actually notes the difference between them. It says, Gadol ha'osa tzedakah yosem mikol ha'karbanos. It says, tzedakah is greater than all of the karbanos. Wonderful. And then it brings a pasuk to make that point. But then it says, Ugdolo gemilos chasadim yoser min ha'tzedakah. Gemilas chasadim, kindness to others, doing things, takes time, it takes energy, which is probably the one resource that we'll never have enough of, that is even greater than giving tzedakah, than giving charity. So what are examples of chesed? Where do we get this this fundamental idea from? So there's Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says, fundamentally, the reason we do chesed, of course, it's nice to others, it's kind to others, but there's a theological reason to do chesed. It says in the pasuk, "Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu." Pasuk in Devarim Yud Gimel Hey. It says, "You shall follow our God." We're supposed to follow Hashem. V'chi efshe, the Gemara says, la'odam lahalich achar hashchina. Is it really possible to follow, to imitate, to be exactly like God? V'halok v'arnemar, ki Hashem elokecha esh ochlahu. God is this all-consuming fire. It's too overwhelming. We can't get so close. Ela lahalich achar midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means to emulate, to imitate, to do the things that God does. Mahu malbish harumim. Just like God is malbish harumim, he clothes the naked. How do we know that? Because, hey, weren't you paying attention? In Parshas Bereishis, Vayasa Hashem Elokim la'adam u'l'ishto, kasnos or vayal bishem. He made them clothing. They were naked, he made them clothing. He could have said, listen, I don't know, go to the store, go get clothing. No, he did it himself. Af ata halbish harumim. So us too, we're supposed to do that as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholom, we're going to see in next week's parasha. God visited the sick. Vayira elav Hashem be'elonei mamrei. Hashem appears to Abraham to heal him after, or to help him heal, to visit him in his sickness after he does his bris milah. Afata Biker Cholom, we're also supposed to visit the sick. Kadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Avelim. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu consoles those who are in mourning. God comes, appears to Yitzchak in reaction to the loss of Abraham to console him. And then finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the burial of the dead. As we see at the end of the Torah, so too, we're supposed to bury the dead. And so there are four examples over here. Malbish Arumim, clothing the naked, Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, Nicham Avelim, consoling mourners, Kavar Mesim, the idea of burying the dead. These are different types of chasadim, kindnesses that we could do to others, and we're just emulating God's behavior. As a matter of fact, there's another Medrash, Tanchuma, which really is based on the same principle, but it says a beautiful thing, and a very important way to contextualize the entirety of the Torah. It says, after really kind of talking about the same dear idea of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulating God, he says, Lo amarti lechem kach, ela drachav chesed ve'emes u'gmilas chasadim. You know, all of the idea of copying God, being like God, is about chesed and gmilas chasadim. Dechsiv, kol orchos Hashem chesed ve'emes. Everything that God does is chesed, kindness and truth. U'gmilas chasadim. Shetechilas ha-Torah gmilas chasadim, ve'emtziyasa gmilas chasadim, ve'sofa gmilas chasadim. The beginning of the Torah starts with kindness, the middle of the Torah has kindness, and the end has kindness. And he gives the same examples of these stories that we just read, not only to indicate that God does these things, but that the entire book is written fundamentally to express notions of kindness and behaviors of kindness. And so it starts and it ends all in that way. And this is similarly in Gemara Sota. The Gemara Sota says a similar idea that the Torah begins and ends with kindness. I wanted to end with a beautiful Pele Yoetz. The Pele Yoetz says as follows. He says, when it comes to chesed, klolos ha-chesed hu, the idea, the principle of chesed is, sheyas ha-chesed begufo uvimamano uvidvarav. We could do chesed with our bodies, right? We could do things physically, uvimamano, and of course, tzedakah is included in chesed, perhaps with our body is greater, uvidvarav, and with our words. V'chalish asher b'kocho lasos yaseh, and anybody who has the ability to, should. Ein chilek bein rav lamuat, that it doesn't matter, a little bit, a lot, it doesn't matter. Mitzvah d'oraisa kavod, you've done a Torah mitzvah. There's a little bit of controversy about a Torah mitzvah, or whether or not it's a rabbinical mitzvah, and really most understand that it's a Torah mitzvah, and the reason that's important is because when in doubt, you're supposed to be stringent. We're supposed to be stringent in situations of chesed, as we'll go into in a minute. Could go and lift toach hadelas l'mishadofek al hadelas. Somebody's knocking on the door. And you know, someone's got to get up to open the door. So he gives the example. Someone's knocking on the door. Go open the door. Who could go on the hachlif maos papruta? Somebody needs change. And it's annoying to go and get change. And maybe you're going to be stuck with change. But give the person change. Who could go on the hoshet davar lechaver uchadome? Or to just pass something. To be the person who steps up and passes something when they need it. Kama devarim yesh shahim kalim lasos chesed. Ad shekimat zenehne v'zeheno chasar. There's so many things that it's so easy to do chesed where you don't even feel like you're losing anything by doing it. And there are people who just don't take these opportunities. And they don't understand chesed and how great it is. And then he says, Vahatema, perplexing to me. There are people who will give all sorts of money for all sorts of kibudim and honors. I'll open the Torah, I'll open the Aron, Psicha, this or that, which he says is wonderful because it shows your chavivos, your belovedness of mitzvos. But he says, Val mitzvos to oraisa sheyichlu lasos b'nekel. But things that are Torah commandments, like chesed, that, you know, they can do so easily. Ubalo kesef, and they don't cost a penny. Ubalo mechir, there's no price. Kigon mitzvos gemilas chasadim, and etc. He goes on. He says, I can't believe that people aren't taking those opportunities. Hashem hatov yichaper ba'adam. God should atone for those people who misprioritize so badly and do not put first things first and realize that chesed is more important than all of the trimmings and all of the tricks that we try to do to get reward. Chesed, that the Torah is really all about, should be our number one priority. Have a great day.